From the KRC Newsroom, I'm Lindsay Grogeen. As part of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's Drug Takeback Program, the Cape Girardeau Police Department will be hosting a takeback event later this week. According to the DEA, the National Survey on Drug Use and Health reported that 6.4 million Americans abused prescription drugs in 2015. Lieutenant over Special Operations at the Police Department, Bradley Smith, says they participate in the event to protect citizens and the environment.
We think it's so important that people give us our medications so they don't get in the hands of children or they don't get in the hands someone may abuse them. And we don't want to pollute our local streams and waters and lakes by people flushing them down the toilet.
With the exception of liquids or needles, they will be accepting any medications that you no longer need, and the drop-off process will be anonymous. Once drugs are taken, they will be placed into a sealed box that will be turned over to the DEA and destroyed. Lieutenant Smith also says if you do have medications at home, make sure they're in a childproof container and where others cannot reach or find. The event will take place in the parking lot at West Park Mall, close to Steak and Shake, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, October 20th. For KRCU, I'm Lindsay Grogeen. For more information on the Drug Takeback event, visit krcu.org.